Marie?
We got three shots on this vehicle. Hello?
Senator Clark on 90.
Yes, sir.
How you doing?
I'm fine, and you?
Doing pretty good.
Good to talk to you.
Joe, you were talking about this Swarthmore thing, and
My
boy is just raising the devil because they say I oughtn't to be going into Pennsylvania 2 or 3 times a week. And I'm going, it may indicate a little desperation. I'm going to be at Harrisburg on Saturday night now.
What are you doing up there?
Some kind of a money-raising dinner.
No, that's in June, and they're going to call that off.
No, they told me it was June the 6th.
Well, Dave Lawrence...
And the 8th when you want me at Swarthmore.
Yeah, but Mr. President, as a result of this pretty rugged primary fight, you know, my girl, I think, has won. And it's going to take us a little time to...
Did you hear what the guy got into up there?
No, I heard you say some nice things about it, which...
Well, they gave me hell about it. Said I oughtn't mention her name. And I said I can't mention Senator Clark and Senator Scott. And others without mentioning her, and she's there, and she's been my friend, and she's a nice lady, and it's a lady's outfit. And they said, well, I just made a big fourpaw.
Well, I'm delighted she did it, and she won. Mr. President, Dave Lawrence is calling John Bailey today to urge that they call off that dinner on the 6th, and I am in complete accord with Dave on this because... We just can't get ready for it. There are too many wounds to bind up. There are too many things that have to be decided. We're going to have a new state chairman. We're going to have to have a new finance director. And we're just not ready for that dinner. And I think we're all in accord that we shouldn't try to go ahead with it. I would have thought that Bailey would have been back at you today because Lawrence told us yesterday he was going to call him because he agreed.
Yeah, and well, if you want me then, I'll go to Swarthmore then. That's Monday.
Yeah. Yeah. Look, I'm not urging you to go to Swarthmore. I just think you'd help yourself.
Well,
don't do it for me, Mr. President, because I think it's a good place for you to be, but, you know, you've got a lot of problems.
Well, I'll be there, so if I wanted Saturday, if I could have them both the same day, if I had to go to the other, if I can't, I can go Monday, and that'll be all right.
That would be just wonderful. I'm so pleased.
You just go on and tell them.
And I'm going to have to come talk to you in about 2 or 3
weeks. You just come on. Come on. I'm ready anytime you want to come. The door's open.
Thank you.
Ken O'Donnell. If you don't get in, call Jack Valenti.
Right.
And you come right on in.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Joe.
Goodbye.
Good.